Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecast, Sunday, November 2nd, 2025. Hi, welcome to Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecasts, designed to help you navigate your day with greater self-awareness and harmony. This forecast uses the sidereal zodiac, Krishnamurti Ayanamsha, and the Panchanga energies of the day to give you grounded insights. If you're new here, welcome. You can explore the free Vedic Astrology audiobook playlist on my channel to go deeper into the meaning of these transits. Let's begin. Panchanga for November 2nd, 2025, Vara Day. Ravi Vara, ruled by the sun. Vitality, leadership, confidence. A good day for visibility and decisive action, but avoid pride or dominance. Tithi, Shukla Dwadashi, energy of consolidation and karmic balancing. Excellent for completing commitments, resolving misunderstandings, and forgiving. Karana Vishti, Bhadra, demands patience and sustained effort. Ideal for deep research, self-discipline, and long-term work. Avoid impulsive choices. Yoga, Vyagata, obstruction yoga. Watch emotional reactions. Speak calmly. Delays or detours today are meant for realignment, not denial. Nakshatra Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter. Intense fire within wisdom. Awakens humanitarian insight, but beware of moral rigidity or overpromising. Overall Panchanga mood, a disciplined, purposeful Sunday, one of completion, truth-telling, and cleansing karmic clutter. Takash Planetary Position Sidereal Chart, based on 1:42 a.m. GMT plus 4, November 2nd, 2025. Ascendant Leo, Sun 15 degrees Libra, Mars 90 Scorpio, with Mercury. Mercury Taupe 40 Scorpio, Venus 2090 Virgo, Moon 25 is Aquarius, with Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Ketu. Jupiter Thas 14 degrees Aquarius, Saturn Char R, Rungru Pisces, Neptune Chav R, 5 Pisces Pluto, 19 degrees Capricorn, Uranus Char, 6 degrees Taurus Rahu, 21 degrees Leo Ketu, 21 degrees Aquarius. Planetary dynamics and conjunctions. Moon Jupiter Ketu conjunction in Aquarius, emotional purification and karmic insight, deep realizations about relationships or ideals, detachment from old group identities or beliefs, spiritual clarity and relief after surrender. 2. Mars Mercury and Scorpio, strategic passion and sharp intelligence. Excellent for planning, problem solving, or tackling complex work. Avoid sarcasm or over-assertive words. The tongue is as sharp as the sword today. 3. Venus in Virgo, critical degree 29 degree. Emotional refinement and endings in relationships or creative cycles. Perfectionism may make you overly critical. Practice acceptance. 4. Sun in Libra, 10th from ask, leadership through cooperation. Good for teamwork, partnerships, and presenting ideas gracefully. 5. Saturn and Neptune near conjunction in Pisces, restructuring deep emotional patterns. excellent for introspection and facing truth. Avoid escapism or guilt spirals. 6, Uranus and Taurus, 10th, career shakeups or inside events. Sudden innovations or realizations about professional direction. 7, Pluto and Capricorn, 6th, rebuilding structure through disciplined work. You may feel tested but rewarded for persistence. Shashk, daily influences for each ascendant, sidereal. Leo rising, Simhalagna, your identity and image are in focus. Rahu in your ascendant demands originality. Act, don't react. Sun in Libra enhances communication. Express vision through collaboration, not control. Virgo rising. Venus closing its cycle in your sign shows emotional sensitivity. It's a good day to close lingering emotional chapters. Speak truthfully, but gently. Libra rising, Tula. Sun in your sign brings self-confidence and clarity. Mars Mercury in your second house asks you to mind your tone. Words hold karmic weight. Handle finances with precision. Scorpio rising, Vrishika. Mars-Mercury conjunction in your first house makes you sharp, passionate, and persuasive. Avoid aggression. Channel the energy into decisive, focused work. Sagittarius rising, Danu, Moon, Jupiter K2 highlight your third house. Spiritual or intellectual communication shines. Share insights, write, teach, or journal. Avoid over-explaining. Capricorn rising. Pluto transforms your first 6th axis. Focus on discipline and self-care. The moon brings karmic reflection around finances and friendships. Maintain boundaries. Aquarius rising, Kumba. Moon Jupiter Ketu conjunction in your sign, emotional purification and detachment. Great for reflection, healing, and cutting cords. Let go of what's expired. Pisces rising, Mina. Saturn Neptune conjunction in your sign dissolves illusions about self. Withdraw from noise. Ideal for meditation, journaling, or spiritual learning. Avoid escapism. Aries rising, Mesha. Mars Mercury energize your 8th house. Handle joint finances or emotional intensity calmly. Good day for research or uncovering hidden truths. Avoid impulsive remarks. Taurus rising, Vrishabha. Uranus in your sign creates sudden clarity. Changes in routine or direction bring growth. Be flexible. Freedom is the key word. Avoid rigidity. Gemini rising, Mithuna. Focus on organization. Mars Mercury favors solving technical or management problems. Prioritize health, diet, and clarity in workflow. Cancer rising, Karka. Moon, Jupiter, Ketu highlight release of emotional baggage, healing through forgiveness. Focus on meaningful conversations and creative therapy. Wellness and lifestyle guidance. Mind, meditation, or journaling helps integrate emotional clarity from the Moon Ketu aspect. Body, hydrate well. Mars and Scorpio can cause dehydration or overheating. Diet, favor simple, warm, sattvic foods, soups, lentils, light grains. Avoid stimulants and fried foods. Spiritual tip, offer morning gratitude to the sun, Surya Arna, for vitality and clarity. Hash summary of the day, theme, completion, clarity, and karmic cleansing. The day's chart shows deep inner reorganization. You may realize what no longer fits your truth. Purva Bhadrapada and Shukla Dwadashi encourage letting go with wisdom. This is a day of refinement, not expansion. Listen, observe, and align. Thank you for watching and listening in. I hope this helps you today. Leave your comment and share this with your fellow astrology enthusiasts. Be safe. Be awesome. I'll see you tomorrow with another round of daily predictions. Take care.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.